Hi, I'm Aaron Bjork. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft working on Team Foundation Server. And today, I'm going to take you on a lap around the new Team Foundation service, taking ALM to the cloud. Let's get started. I'm going to start here on our tfspreview.com URL. You'll notice this is the landing page for the new Team Foundation service. I'm logged in here as myself with my live ID. I'm going to jump directly over to my account page, where my account on the Team Foundation service has been created, aaronbjorkmicrosoft.tfspreview.com. Let's click into that project and take a look. You'll notice here that I have a project called Fabricam Plastics that I've created for this demo. This is a very simple project. It's an MVC3 app, which shows ticket updating for service technicians. Now, this particular site has been built on Azure. And I'm going to jump over to Azure to show you that right now. You'll notice here I'm on the Windows Azure portal, and you can see that I've got my Fabricam Plastics website listed right here. I could click the site URL link and view the site directly. Again, very simple site here, not much going on. You'll also notice that I've got this particular site on Azure connected to my TFS project on the Team Foundation service preview. And here it is, Fabricam Plastics. So let's click back into that and get started. The first few things I'm going to show you are around managing work on the Team Foundation service. And we're going to do that by jumping directly into our product backlog. The product backlog is where I store all the requirements for my project or website. On this particular view, I can take items from the backlog and I can quickly prioritize them by dragging them up and down. I can also turn on our add panel and add new items directly to the backlog. Once added, I can quickly reprioritize again with dragging and dropping. We have a few other features like forecast lines, which allow us to see how our current velocity is projected over the upcoming iterations that we've got planned. In this example, we'll see that I get about 15 units of effort out of my team. And as I move items up and down the backlog, we can see how they lay out over the upcoming iterations. I've also got a nice new Kanban view, which shows me this same data, but now pivoted across columns that represent states for each of the user stories on my backlog. You'll notice that we also enforce work in process limits, which allow you to limit and visualize how much work you have for each state. In this case, I've got a WIP limit of 5. But you'll notice that I've got more than 5 items on my backlog. I could adjust the WIP limit manually, or I could move things in and out as needed. All right, let's jump directly into iteration 4 and take a look at the work that we've got going on right now. In this view, I can see items from my backlog that have been broken down into tasks for the members of my team. I can quickly add new items. And when I do this and I assign work, you'll notice that our capacity bars over here on the right-hand side automatically adjust. This is a new feature on the Team Foundation service that you can use to control the available capacity for your team and be able to visualize whether or not your team is making a strong commitment to this particular iteration. Let's move from here directly into execution by clicking on our board tab, where we get a new view of that same work, which is called our task board. This is where I can take items from one side to the other and move them directly through the states on the individual work items. As I do that, our burndown chart is updated live and in real time. I've also got various filters, which allow me to see work assigned to different members of my team or work assigned to myself. In this example, I'm going to turn on the filter for myself. And I see that for this topmost user story, customer can see weather-related outages, I've got a task that's currently on my plate for adding to the portal screen the new weather hub. So let's go take care of that work right now. I'm going to jump directly into Visual Studio. And I'm going to start here on my work pane. This is a new pane in Visual Studio, which shows us the work that is assigned directly to us. You'll notice that I've got some in-progress changes here, as I've already started work on adding this new weather hub. I'm going to take that task from down here in the available work items area, and I'm going to drag it up to the in progress work, and that's going to create an association between my current changes and this particular task. I can go in and view these changes directly in Visual Studio. Let's take a look with the compare tool at what's changed. You'll notice that we've added a new weather view here and into our home controller. All right, I think we're ready to check in these changes. I'm happy with the weather hub. Let's go ahead and check it in. Now, as we do that, our changes are being written directly from Visual Studio back to the Team Foundation service, and they're going to be automatically checked in for us. Those changes are then going to automatically kick off a build in the Team Foundation service. This is because I had set up a continuous deployment build on the Team Foundation service. You can see here that build 29 with change set 101 has been configured and automatically kicked off for us. Let's jump back to the task board and take a look at what's changed there as we're waiting for the build to complete. I'm going to refresh this page, and you'll notice that the portal screen has moved from active over here to closed. That's because, again, this task was associated with my current changes. You can see here that this was automatically closed as being a part of the last change set. Here's our comment: I'm happy with the weather hub. As we saw earlier, a continuous integration build had automatically been queued for us, and we can come up to the TFS website and the home portal here and take a look at the progress of that particular build. Switching back to the completed hub, we can see that our build has just completed less than a minute ago. We can click into this particular build for details. We can see details of the change set. We can see the associated work items that were automatically closed. We can even see unit tests that were run by the build service up on the Team Foundation service. You'll also see here, finally, that our changes were automatically deployed directly to Azure. We can click on this URL. That takes us back to our Azure website. And we can see here that our changes have been deployed here as we see our brand new weather hub. So there you've seen some of the new features in the brand new Team Foundation service available to you right now. I'd encourage you to go sign up at tfspreview.com. Thanks a lot.